Okay, moving right along. Next item on the agenda, Old Dominion Boat Club, case number 17-1845. Request authorization to construct a 16-foot wide by 74-foot long concrete boat ramp in the Potomac River adjacent to upland property situated immediately south of the waterfront terminus of Prince Street, the city of Alexandria. The project requires a wetlands permit. Mr. Eversole, good morning.
This project, it's a small part of a larger project to construct a boat launch facility at the Old Dominion Boat Club's new location in the town of Alexandria. The club's relocating from several blocks upriver. They have a new facility, and they're working on the new infrastructure. The project is designed will impact 96 square feet of non-vegetated wetland by the placement of a 16-foot wide concrete boat ramp. And the project does require a wetlands permit from VMRC, as the city of Alexandria has not adopted the wetlands zoning ordinance. We're in the town of Alexandria, city of Alexandria. This is the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, 495, Potomac River, Washington, D.C., to the top right of the slide. And the project's located on the waterfront here. You'll notice the submerged lands of the Potomac River in this vicinity are owned by the District of Columbia, the federal government. So the any encroachments channelward of mean low water are outside VMRC's jurisdiction here today. The National Park Service is the federal agency who's in charge of permitting for this part of the Potomac, and they have indicated that they're reviewing their portions of the project that are channelward of mean low water. Habitat management staff held a public hearing at our main office on the 13th of April. Mr. Palyabinsky, the owner's agent, was here, and no testimony from the public was taken at that time. Here's a plan view of the boat ramp. And a cross section of the boat ramp, you'll see that the 6 feet between mean high and mean low water are what's within the board's jurisdiction today. Here's a ground shot of the location of the boat ramp. You'll note that most of the wetland zone here is concrete rubble and hardened concrete, as this piece of property used to be owned by a concrete facility, and they left their mark. We previously received a letter from the City of Alexandria, the Department of Planning and Zoning, on April 9th. They requested that the commission defer any decision on this proposal until they reached agreements with the boat club on zoning approvals and special use permits. A letter was also received from April 12th from Mr. John Connor, who's both a member of and a counsel to the boat club. In his letter, he states that the club understands they need to work with the city and get their special use permits and zoning, but he requested that the commission move ahead with the public hearing. As you know, the Wetlands Zoning Ordinance in Section 28.2.1302 of the Code states in part that upon receipt of a complete application, the board will hear the waiver of the application within 60 days and hold a public hearing and will then issue their decision. Staff deemed the application complete on February 18th when we received the permit application check. As required by code, a public hearing was held and the application is before you today. It's staff's opinion that special use permits and zoning permits are upland issues that are outside the jurisdiction of the commission acting as the wetland board today. So in summary, the construction of the boat ramp will result in the loss of 96 square feet of non-vegetated tidal wetlands. As noted, the non-vegetated wetlands on this property consist primarily of concrete rubble and hardened concrete due to the property's historic use as a concrete facility. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1302.10b of the Code of Virginia and the Wetlands Mitigation Compensation Policy and Supplemental Guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, and we do not recommend the need for a compensation considering the condition of the shoreline. The applicant and Mr. Palyabinsky from Bayshore Design are here today if you have any questions. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Eversole? Mr. Tanker?
Just one question.
Yes, sir.
Will the shoreline remain concreted?
It will. It will. None of their proposal will have any effect on the shoreline other than where the concrete boat ramp goes.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Eversole. Applicant present or represented and wishes to be heard? Mr. Palubinski?
Yes.
If you could testify, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes,
state your name for the record, please.
Frank Palubinski with Bayshore Design.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you. I have nothing further to add to Mark's presentation. I just want to acknowledge that we are here. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Any questions by members of the commission for the agent? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else on behalf of the application wish to be heard? This is a public hearing. Anyone in opposition to the project? There being none, the matters before the commission. Did you have any further, Mr. Eversole? That there being no further, the matters before the commission for action. Mr. Ballard?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Dr. Neal, closest to the chair. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you, Mark.